Our next presentation is by Professor Elizabeth Gadbonton, who is an associate professor in education at Concordia, with many years of experience in adult second language teaching, teacher training, and curriculum design. She has published widely on sociolinguistic and cultural issues of second language learning, language teacher training, and second language pedagogy. She is currently a consultant for the Labrador Inuktitut Revitalization Project. She will be speaking to us on task-based language learning modules and input frequency, training Francophone nurses in Quebec.
Because I'm short, too.
You okay? Yes, I think so. Okay. Hello. Okay, this paper, this project is a project I'm working with Leif French, Dr. French from the University of Quebec at Chicoutimi, and Iona Nicolet, who is from Concordia. Okay, so my presentation will be a little bit different from what has been reported so far, because it's partially materials development and research. What we did in this project was to look at the results of a study conducted by our colleagues in HCOM, Professor Laurier, Carolyn Turner, and Talia Isaacs and Norman Segalowitz, in which they found that the speech functions, they found that there were speech events that Francophone nurses considered important to do in their task but found difficult to do. When we looked at the materials that are used for teaching and training nurses, we found that there were very little, or there was none at all, that would address these issues. For example, giving bad news or interviewing pain. There was very little of that. In fact, most of the materials for teaching are materials that are developed for teaching general English with a little bit of modification to make it appropriate for nurses. So we thought what we should do is to develop teaching materials that address these speech functions and speech events directly. But then instead of just simply saying, yeah, we developed them and they're good, we wanted to test them. So what we did was we developed these modules and then used them in a course, a 6-week course, with Francophone nurses at the University at Chicoutimi. And we had two sets of questions that we're asking in trying out these materials. First of all, the affective value of these materials. If the Francophone nurses are going to use these materials, will they, for example, increase their confidence in using English? Will it increase their willingness to communicate in English? That was one set of materials that we did.
How does it work? Space button.
Okay, so those were the questions that we asked. Would they increase in their confidence in using this? Would they increase in their willingness to do these, to use these materials? And finally, we also wanted to ask questions about the materials themselves because they were developed according to a specific set of principles. First of all, the materials had to be really genuinely communicative so that when the students used them and they talked in class, they were asking questions that they really wanted to know the answers for. They were genuine communication. And that the information that they get from asking questions would be used for other purposes. That was one characteristic. The other characteristic was that there would be inherent repetition in the materials themselves, not repetition that is added on artificially to improve language, but the activity itself had repetitive characteristics so that they will use the language over and over again within the specific time that they're using it. And finally, we wanted the materials to elicit utterances that have reusable value, that they could use again and again in other situations. So we wanted to find out if that indeed was the case that the materials that we developed were inherently repetitive and genuinely communicative. The results, I'm just going to talk to you about one set of results, and the others we can discuss during our poster presentation. And this is the question about the confidence that the nurses got afterwards. So we gave them a test of their confidence in using English before and after the course. And as you can see from this result, the blue ones are their confidence in using French. So you can see that there was no change between, they were very high confidence in using them in their first language, and there's no change before and after the course. But when you look at the English component, the lighter blue one, they were lower pretest confidence scores, but at the end of the course, their confidence grew higher, in fact, significantly higher in all those cases in conducting pain interview, giving bad news, show sympathy, which were the topics that were used in the materials themselves. So at least we are assured that in using these materials, they feel more confidence in the use of English. With regards to the other results, we will talk to you about them when you come to our posters, because they're quite complicated to report in a 5-minute presentation. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And maybe I should come to your poster afterwards, but have you actually done some testing to see if it's maintained over time, like for a month after or 3 months after?
No,
because the pre and post is interesting, but then the question is, in real life, is this confidence sustained?
Of course, this is an important thing to test, and we did not for this particular project, because we were really just interested to find out if the concept works. And we're thinking once the concept works, we would develop more materials and then use them in a real long longitudinal course and then follow them through the years to find out how much of these confidence and how much of the effect of the course is on them. But that's a very good point, actually. Thank you.